producers here at News 95.7. And Marco Navarro Gini is going to help us start off our broadcast this afternoon. Marco, how are you, sir?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. You're president, CEO, is that right, of Ames Atlantic Institute of Market Studies?
Correct.
And policy paper, Canada should fix equalization and other regional subsidies now. Why are we having this conversation in the midst of all of the other trade issues that we have going on? This is about, what, the money that comes from Ottawa and gets spread across the country?
Yes. Almost a couple of weeks ago now, there was a slight discovery. The federal government had essentially buried a piece in 500-and-some page legislation to just pave over the issue of equalization. And what I mean by that is that they wouldn't affect any changes on the formula. The formula gets reviewed every 5 years. And there is a significant amount of, angst, I'm going to say, about the equalization formula because the people who contribute to the program, so to speak, the provinces, are unhappy with the way things are. The people who receive monies from the program are unhappy with the way things are. And at least one of the people who put money into the program is in this region, Newfoundland, and they would want now to become recipients and stop being givers. So there is some discontent all around. And the fact that the government just simply buried it and is trying to pass it without any attention prompted us to look at it and say, wait a minute, you know, there are all these issues here. There's still a whole year before the formula can come, or a new formula can come into effect. So why don't we have a national conversation about this? And this is our way to say, let's have that national conversation. Here are, you know, 3-4 items that we should think about discussing.
You can find the whole discussion paper online now at ames.ca if you're interested. It's right there on the front page, not hard to find. Canada should fix equalization and other regional subsidies now. This is something that Ames is advocating for. And as you point out, other agencies, other groups had pointed out as well that government, when it passed its budget, put this whole issue about equalization in the formula, and we really weren't having a conversation about that as much as earlier it was about healthcare transfers, and that seemed to get a little more attention. Healthcare, obviously, that's a huge investment by the federal governments, provincial governments. There's a lot of tax dollars involved. Do you think that plays into this as well?
Health transfers are not part of equalization. They're completely separate. But here in Nova Scotia, for example, there are issues. If you think about Cape Breton has been complaining about, for example, the way that the equalization money, they argue, it gets apportioned. There is really no accountability when it comes to what provincial governments do with the money and how they should do it. And there is no federal program that looks at how the targets that we mean to have for the equalization program get accomplished or not. The money for equalization is supposed to ensure that programs, social programs, are delivered at a more or less equal level across the country. And yet we disburse nearly $20 billion each year, and there is no evaluation of whether we are actually meeting the targets that we mean to meet. And this is one of the recommendations that we make, is that more than 50 years after the program started, we still have no measurement or gauge to see whether the program is being effective or not.
The federal government can modernize federal transfers to the provinces without causing a national political crisis, according to the new paper authored by, among others, yourself, Marco Navarro Gini. How so? How can they modernize this? What is that about? What's that look like?
Well, one of the issues really is to make it more accountable and more transparent. So we would like there to be effective evaluations of the program, as I mentioned. The other one, of course, is that, like many programs, you can have good outcomes and you can have less good outcomes. One of the less good outcomes, for example, is that the recipient provinces from the program have bloated and really large public sectors in relation to their population. We think that this in Atlantic Canada is actually a gift that hurts, because the larger the government, and of course, then the greater the tax base that needs to support it. And so the program has contributed really to what we think are less than optimal economic conditions. We should look at that. And the other one, of course, is economic development. There are areas of economic development that recipient provinces are refusing to enter, that provinces that give money into the pot, so to speak, are engaging into these economic areas, and they're doing very well. I'm thinking, for example, of hydraulic fracturing, as a matter of fact, and areas, of course, in which Quebec is stopping a national project of a pipeline that would bring significant economic resources and windfalls to Atlantic Canada, and they're recipients of tens of billions of dollars from this program. Mm. When they're in fact hindering our economic development here in Atlantic Canada. Those things need to be negotiated or renegotiated in order to make the program work better.
Also, we haven't even touched on the whole provincial debt issue, which I know is part of this report as well. Marco Navarro-Gini, I know you mentioned in this report it talks about the size of public service, but we had a cabinet shuffle earlier this week. A department was split. We have 18 members of cabinet and a 27 member caucus, and each cabinet minister has an increase in pay, increase in support staff. Are you saying governments perhaps might want to take a look at what you're saying as well?
Absolutely. This is a part of the issue. Do we need to be splitting government departments? And maybe so. I mean, but is it going to result in having to hire more public servants at a time when we already have well above the number of public servants on the national average? These are the sorts of things that we think need to be taken seriously.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that, but clearly the conversation isn't over. Marco Navarro-Gini, thanks for being a part of the broadcast today.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
You take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Marco Navarro-Gini is the CEO, the president of AIMS, the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies. Modernizing equalization, and the point that the budget came out and, well, the budget had the transfer payments fixed. Was that an omnibus bill? Not really. I mean, it's finances in a finance document, not quite what the government, previous governments have done, where other things that seem totally unrelated are also piled in the same bill in order to get passed. But, yeah, good conversation. All right. Hey, producer.